This is music Joseph Lindsley sent us this morning from Ukraine. Hi, Joe. What are we listening to?
Bob, good afternoon from Lviv. This is a composition by Franz Mozart, a.k.a. Mozart Jr., the son of the famous Wolfgang Amadeus. And Mozart's son spent 30 years living and making music here in Lviv. This piece of music is called Variations on a Ukrainian Theme, The Wagons Rolling Down the Hill. And it's it represents a lot of the history of Lviv, the city of art and culture and music for so many people around Europe. And yesterday, this music enables me to share with you another scene of life in wartime Ukraine. Yesterday in a cafe, people were listening to this song. I had, you know, the whole city. Lviv is, in many ways, it's become a center of not only preparation and organization for the war effort, but also for funerals. And every day at the military church here, almost every day, there are funerals of warriors who've died in battle. And the whole city is still in mourning for one of its favorite sons, about whom I've spoken before, Dimitro. And I ran into a woman I know. She's been working in Paris as a model in order to raise money to buy first aid kits for soldiers. And she was close to this soldier who had died. So she came back into town. And she was describing to me how at the funeral, she and her friends were wearing white and bright colors. They were not wearing black. And they were purposefully smiling instead of even though they were very sad and they were crying. And she said as she looked at the photographs, she admitted that they looked a little ridiculous because they were smiling in the funeral. But their friend who had died fighting for Ukraine was always smiling. And she said that as he was looking down from heaven, it would be better if they were smiling. And then as she was telling me the story in the Cafe Fawcett in Lviv, she asked the barman. They were playing some American rock music in the cafe, and she asked the barman if he would play this piece by Mozart's son, just to recall, you know, the peaceful time in Lviv. And so as the music plays in the cafe, everyone got quiet, and just in this moment of reflection, and, you know, it showed the beauty of Ukrainian culture, but also, you know, the hope of returning to those days. And the sadness of thinking about the past. I mean, in January before Russia invaded over a year ago, one of the big civic debates in Lviv was about a new statue that they had built to Mozart's son. Some people didn't like it. And, you know, we look back on that and sort of, you know, think, how, you know, can you imagine that that was something that people cared about when it's so far away from anything that matters now? And meanwhile, you know, it's been certainly quiet here in Lviv. There's been chaotic shelling of positions along the front lines, particularly in Zaporizhia and Bakhmut. Ukrainians are still holding the ground. The Russians are not able to keep encircling the city, and the Ukrainians are holding one side of the river. And then there was an interesting episode yesterday. The Russian FSB headquarters, the successor to the KGB, in the city of Rostov, a pretty major city, was on fire yesterday. No one has any further details on that. And meanwhile, Poland and Slovakia have announced they will send four fighter jets each to Ukraine. That's a huge step. No one thought that was possible, I think, a few months ago. And the Polish government rounded up at least 9 suspected Russian spies who were observing supply lines coming into and out of Ukraine.
Joseph, how's the weather over there? Because much was made of the fact that Putin would try to destroy energy supplies, and then the brutal winter would break the backs of the Ukrainian people and sort of help the Russians. How has that been for you?
You know, well, I've been in Ukraine since 2020, since I got stuck here in the pandemic. And the first 2 years, the winter was beautiful, but harsh and lots of snow, very fierce winds and very cold. It has been through most of the country a mild winter, whether in the mountains or in the east in Kharkiv. And so that has made it much more survivable. Today, you know, spring is coming into the air. I just went for a run here in Lviv. It's about 50 degrees and sunny. As I was going through the city, you can still see the tents that are set up everywhere, those points of invincibility to keep people warm. There are times when I was in Kharkiv in the winter where those tents are very much appreciated by local people because they had no heat in their houses. But it was still pretty cold. And yet, you know, here we go. You know, Ukrainians have survived the winter. And despite all those attacks, on Russian infrastructure. I mean, even the mayor of Lviv said that in the Lviv region, which is quite a large region in the west of Ukraine and includes the city and the mountains, every electrical substation was hit. So the Russians had good intelligence, and they were able to strike those, and Ukrainians have been able to repair them quickly and to find ways to keep going. And so I think we can look at that as a small victory, for sure. Not even small.
Well, the good Lord helped with the weather forecast, it sounds like. We have a message here, a text from one of our listeners. Good morning, Bob. Please share this with everyone, and especially Joe Lindsley. Thanks for all your support, Slava Ukraini. And this is a flyer promoting an event tomorrow. It's the Hockey for Heroes Charity Tournament to benefit the Kharkiv hockey team. And they are in Chicago. There's a meet and greet. There's pizza for people. And every dollar collected will help rebuild their ice rink in Ukraine. Saturday, 4:30 p.m., St. Andrew's Ukrainian Cultural Center in Bloomingdale for the Ukraine hockey team from Kharkiv, Joseph.
That makes me smile. And, you know, I have several friends from Kharkiv that are hockey players, including one of our team members, Vitaly. And when I was in that neighborhood of North Saltivka, which has been so heavily destroyed, so close to the Russian border, part of Kharkiv City, I saw the lake where, you know, all the people in the neighborhood, that's where they would play hockey in the winter. And now they're fishing in that lake because, you know, it's the best way when you have, you know, your economy's broken. You can always find fish. And so I was there in Kharkiv on the hockey lake to see the guys catch a great giant fish. So I'm happy to hear about this this event in Chicago.
I know it'll be a big success. All right, Joseph, hopefully things will stay relatively calm over the weekend. As always, we appreciate your report and the history lesson today.
Yeah, and I'll give you these words from the Prime Minister of Finland. She's a very strong person, Sanna Marin. She said, it's very simple. The way out of this is for Russia to leave Ukraine.
You got it.
Thank you,
Joseph Lindsley in Lviv. Have a great weekend, I hope.